Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brooke Fordyce. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Dainker. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Dainker. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting second. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kyle Peterson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kyle Peterson. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lee. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Lee steals second. Brooke Fordyce batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fordyce takes first base on ball 4. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Loretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Belliard hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Loretta. The throw from Fordyce and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Loretta scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Caruso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Dinker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dinker strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Grissom takes first base on ball four. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ochoa hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Nilsson and he is out, Belliard applying the tag. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Konerko moves to second. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Konerko moves to third. Ordonez moves to second. Two outs. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fordyce is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Konerko scores. Ordonez scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fordyce moves to second. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0 for 1 in the game. Caruso hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kyle Peterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peterson hits a line drive towards third. Wilson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Singleton who is chasing the ball. Loretta reaches third base with a triple. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Loretta scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Cirillo moves to second. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Danker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Danker is 0 for 1 in the game. Danker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Danker for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 0 for 1 in the game. Ochoa hits a pop-up towards first. Conurco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. Two outs. Kyle Peterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Conurco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Conurco hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fordyce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fordyce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Loretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rafael Roque now pitching. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0 for 2 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Darren Jackson pinch hits for Pat Dainker. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's White Sox, 5, Brewers, 5. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Singleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Ward now pitching. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Konerko, and into shallow right field. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grissom hits a pop-up towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 0 for 2 in the game. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jenkins scores. Ochoa moves to second. It's 6-5, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sean Berry pinch hits for Rafael Roque. Sean Lowe now pitching. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ochoa scores. It's 7-5, Brewers. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Loretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Belliard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Fordyce, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fordyce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Belliard is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lowe fires to first and picks off Belliard. 1 out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zerillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Ayer now pitching. Greg Norton now playing third base. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0 for 3 in the game. Caruso bunts towards first. Loretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Caruso for the out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Weathers, and towards Belliard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 0 for 4 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Durham steals second. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 7-6, Brewers. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Valentin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grissom strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Ochoa, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ochoa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ochoa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Rich Becker now playing right field. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lee is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee bunts towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Ordonez moves to second. 1 out. Brooke Fordyce batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fordyce is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fordyce hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Fordyce reaches second base with a double. Becker throws the ball into Loretta, who tags Fordyce trying to return to first, for the out. Ordonez scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 7, Brewers, 7. Lou Rodriguez pinch hits for Scott Ayer. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Loretta is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Loretta bunts towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to second. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Belliard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to third. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards third. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Caruso is 0-for-4 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. Norton bunts towards the mound. Wickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Caruso moves to second. 2 outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Singleton is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton is walked intentionally. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Konerko is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Belliard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jenkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jenkins takes first base on ball four. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Grissom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Banks pinch hits for Bob Wickman. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Coppinger now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fordyce is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fordyce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Brian Simmons now playing left field. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Fordyce settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fordyce. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 4 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Becker takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Loretta hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Belliard is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Simmons strikes out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a fly ball into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 0 for 2 in the game. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-7, White Sox. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Konerko is 0-5 in the game. With a walk, Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Cirillo is 1-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Keith Foke now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nilsson is 0-4 in the game. With a walk, Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to second. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jenkins is 2-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jenkins strikes out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Grissom is 0-4 in the game. With a walk, Grissom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Nilsson moves to second. It's 10-8, White Sox. Bobby Hughes pinch hits for Rocky Coppinger. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hughes hits a fly ball towards left. Simmons settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Simmons. Nilsson moves to third. Grissom moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin is 0-5 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Collier pinch runs for Bobby Hughes. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Becker is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Becker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 8. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.